Jerusalem 3D is currently showing at the Tennessee Aquarium IMAX Theater through September 27th. Narrated by Benedict Cumberbatch and archaeologist Jody Magnus, the documentary explores the city's rich past and influence on history. I'm speaking with Daniel Ferguson, writer, director, and producer.
Jerusalem 3D is an IMAX film. It's an experience. We take you, the audience, on a tour of Jerusalem and the Holy Land. We take you through the sweep of history of 5,000 years of human habitation in this part of the world. And we attempt to give you a portrait of the city that you could never otherwise see as a tourist or on television. And so we take you into the air and underground, and we essentially ask a couple of questions about Jerusalem. Why was it the center of the world for so many cultures? Why is it still so important today for those of us in the West? Why is it the holiest place on earth for almost half the people in the world? So I think that these are interesting questions we're all grappling with, whether we're religious, whether we're secular, whether we're Jewish, Christian, or Muslim or not. Jerusalem is a place of fascination for so many people.
The city itself can be peeled back almost like an onion, layer after layer after layer. And although it has been the heart of contention for several different religions, it is still a viable city where people live, work, and just continue their lives day by day.
Absolutely. I mean, this is not a Pompeii at all. I think that the initial shock and surprise people have going there is to see how vibrant the city is, whether you're in West or East Jerusalem, or in the Old City itself, within the walls of the Old City. I was absolutely amazed by Jerusalem and just how full of life it is. You know, it's not a museum. People are still going about their daily lives, and we try and capture this in the film.
There have been several religions over the span of history that have laid claim as Jerusalem being the very beginnings of their religion, or at least a significant part of. Do you find that that is still just as important today?
Oh, very much so. There's no question that even if we don't regard Jerusalem as the physical center of the world, as people did in the Middle Ages, I think that, spiritually speaking, for half the population of the planet, if you take Jews, Christians, and Muslims, Jerusalem remains the, you know, at the heart of their faith, the origin of their faith to a large degree. And I think that that's still true today. And you see the attachment that these three religions have to the city. It's a very ancient city, but it still has tremendous meaning in the modern world. I mean, we can't go a day without reading about it. And yes, it has changed hands from one religion to another over 11 times. The city's been conquered over 40 times. And so it's very humbling to go there and spend a lot of time there.
It is a very modern city in many ways, but there are still portions of the city that you just feel like you've stepped through time.
Absolutely. Most of our movie takes place within the walls of the Old City, which I find absolutely the most fascinating. And this is really around this area, just inside the walls. Of course, we have the biblical Jerusalem, the city of King David and Solomon and so forth. And we, of course, have the city as it was known by Jesus and his contemporaries as well. And a lot of that city is still very much visible, whether it's been unearthed by archaeologists or whether you're going underground. And the amazing thing, as you mentioned, is it is this onion layer where, you know, oftentimes you have to imagine that if you want to go back in time 2,000 years, for example, to see the city of Jesus and King Herod, you have to go down 40 feet below ground because the city has been built one on top of the other through time to the city we see today. And so what we see today is this amalgam of all these cities going through time. It can be quite confusing, but unpacking that is really a wonderful experience. And we have Dr. Jody Magnus of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, as an archaeologist who takes us on this journey through time and space so that we realize that Jerusalem is, in fact, many, many cities built one on top of the other.
What inspired you to create this film?
Well, goodness, the inspiration is really the city of itself. I mean, I think it's perfect for the IMAX screen. I think so many people are curious about it. It is sort of an ultimate bucket list destination. And, you know, it's never been filmed in IMAX or 3D before, so it was a tremendous opportunity. And I have a degree in comparative religions, and history. And so it's kind of a perfect fit for me. But it isn't, you know, immediately, it's not a sort of nature film. It's not a, certainly at the aquarium, and it's not a fish movie. And yet I think that people are so absolutely curious to go there and to experience the city from different points of view. And I think that we're able to, through the IMAX medium, through these giant cameras and the 3D medium, to feel like you're really there. And not only are you there, I think a lot of people have come up to me who've been to the city as a tourist, as a pilgrim, or even residents of the city, and they said that they've experienced the city in ways that they'd never seen before. And I think that's what IMAX does so well. It takes you to a place you could never otherwise go, or it gives you a new perspective on your place in the world.
You're going to be taking us through the lens of the camera and IMAX to places that you can't really go if you were a pilgrim to the city or on vacation there, or even if you move there. Just as you said, there are areas and things that you are showing that people wouldn't be able to see.
That's right. I think that that's one of the challenges, is that I've seen so many television films on Jerusalem. And I wanted this to be very different. And what that means is how we tell the story, how we design the movie to work for a giant 7-story screen. I think that when you walk into an IMAX theater, this screen has such promise. We have to deliver on that promise. And in order to do that, I mean, we've got to get the camera in the air. Aerials, low-altitude aerials from a helicopter, not from a drone, but from a helicopter, haven't been shot over Jerusalem for about 25 years. And so that took us at least a year to negotiate with all the levels of, as you can imagine, different governments and the people on the ground and people wondering, what are we up to? It took us 3 years to get permission to take our cameras inside the Dome of the Rock, inside the mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque, to get underneath the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where many Christians believe Jesus was crucified and buried. And so there aren't very many easy shots in this movie. But I think through persistence of our team, we were able to get this incredible access that I think makes it really special.
And no matter what religion you are, you will find interest in this film.
That was one of the big goals for me and for my fellow producers, was that no matter what your background is, whether you're Southern Baptist or evangelical, or if you're Catholic or Orthodox, and that's just within the Christian tradition, but if you're Jewish, Reform, Conservative, Orthodox, whatever your background is, you know, if you're Muslim from different parts of the world, you're going to find something in this movie that speaks to you, to your tradition, to your beliefs. You're also going to find something that's totally surprising. And I should mention, too, that even if you're not interested in religion, that there's something that speaks to you. I think that the curiosity, even that non-religious people have, for why Jerusalem? What's the big deal with this city? And I think that that's what's been a pleasure for me to see as I've promoted this film in different cities around the world, is that everyone brings something different to this city. Everyone has different expectations about Jerusalem. And I think that what we try and do in this film is to give you different portraits of the city. What does it mean for a Christian to live and in the city, grow up there? What does it mean for a Jew to live and grow up there, and a Muslim? And what does it mean for a secular person as well, for someone who is not religious? And I think all these points of view make Jerusalem so rich in both our imagination and in the very real sense.
Jerusalem 3D is showing at the Tennessee Aquarium's IMAX Theater through September 27th and will return November 27th through December 31st. You can find more information online at tennesseeaquarium.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.